Shabbos Lamates. The Tol Yodchol Tefila Vela Tefila. Person should wash his hands for Tefila and for Achila. And when a person goes out from after relieving himself, in that situation you would make a bracha about Nasadayim Loi Sivorech Loi Shekinachto Shafashto. So the Rosh Hashita Alachol Ma'isa, that person's playing the dav and a tefillah, any one of the tefillahs of the day. And he goes to the bathroom beforehand, so his hands are mamash not clean. He physically cleanses himself with his hands, so he has to wash his hands. Then a person has to make a bracha of al tesedayim, and there's a lot of lama charade about exactly what his sheet is. The Rosh Hashita Bechlal is a din of the tesedayim in the day. In general, the Rosh Hashita says not because of the Beri Chadasha, it's because of the kiyas. The person has to have the kiyas before for tefillah. So therefore, according to the Rosh, it applies equally to Mincha, Shachar's Mincha, and probably Marav also. The Vilna Gaon actually passed, like the Rosh Halacha L'Maisa, the Vilna Gaon washed his hands of full Natila. Now, according to the Rosh, full Natila does not mean with a kli. The Beis Yosef in Siman Dalet talks about that you need to use a kli when you wash in the morning. She says, according to the Zohar, you have to use a kli because that's a different concept. But that's not the kind of which we have that you have to wash in the morning with the bracha. Well, it has nothing to do with the Zohar's inyan of the Ruach Ra. It's a din of the Gemara. You make up a bracha. Tosis points out in the Chulin Perkol Abaser that you don't make a bracha on inyan which is al tezik. That's why I don't make a bracha on my machronim. So basically it says we can't say the reason why you're making a bracha is because of the danger, the Zohar says, of the Ruach Ra, because this is, you don't make a bracha on hezek. So it has to be, there's a different reason why you're making a bracha. This is kind of besides that. So the Rosh says that the kana is because our masaka before you daven, you have to make sure your hands are clean. And since at night time we assume the hands have touched something which is not covered, so the hands are not clean, so you have to wash your hands and say on the tzitzidayim. That applies to mincha marav also, according to the Rosh. So he said, but samidayim, love dafka, we need that during the night time, but samidayim are mamash not clean. During the daytime, if you went to the bathroom, you would have that situation. According to the Rosh, the reason why you make a bracha, you wash in the morning, is because the same way the Kohen, when he would go into the Beis HaMikdash, would dedicate himself to the service of the void of the Beis HaMikdash by doing Kiddush Adam Raglayim, so we do a main of that as we get up in the morning and we dedicate ourselves to the service of Kiddush Baruch during the day. And so the Beis HaMikdash, there, according to the Rosh, you need a Kli. Dimit to Kiddush Adam Raglayim is required a Kli. So according to the Rosh, you don't need a Kli. Ad Kan, the halacha part of the Rosh. So it's the Rosh that she tells
them. If someone holds it, they don't say the bracha part of the Rosh, then they shouldn't use a kli.
I mean, well, there's nothing wrong with using a kli. You have no kli to use a kli. The kli is really becomes like an irrelevant point according to the Rosh. So much so, before Mincha, before Maariv, according to the Rosh, there's only Yin of washing. According to the Rosh, there is a Yin of washing for Mincha and for Maariv, but that Yin wouldn't require a kli. So there's no one you're washing with a kli before Mincha, before Maariv. The only thing is, you know, if a person went to the bathroom, so there's a chas issue that says maybe the thing you're using a kli when you have to go to the bathroom. Maybe it's like one of these things, like you know. People are really machmer. I mean, sometimes I take a little bit of water in my hands and I have my water bottle. With them. Like that's I'm going to feel it for a minute. Okay. Now the Morris is like this. The Morris says a fascinating thing. The Morris says that a person washes for achila. The Morris says that a person gets bracha on his bias by washing his hands for achila. Where he has a lotion that the Morris says because a person was like to wash with a lot of water, he was able to get a lot of bracha. He says, that you know, that a person came and had himself on the same place house, so he offered himself on a large amount of water to wash his hands, because if it's brought down, you're supposed to wash a large amount of water, and he washed with a very minimum sheer washing. Minimum sheer washing is hard to wrap your mind around how small it is. 3.3 ounces of water is a revius for both hands. And the law is you can use share revius, and you can have more than one person wash with that. If the second person puts his hands underneath the first one, so the water can go for the second one also. Exactly. I mean, you know, 3.3 ounces with me gets maybe, you know, this far, you know. So the more says a person, so he says, the mama should wash the minimal amount. So he asked him afterwards, so he says, you don't have running water in your house. You have a person who schleps it from the well. So the more water I use, the more he has to schlep from the well. That I'm not interested in. You know. But the more it says that, so what's the goal? The goal, wash your hands. Like it's kadosh lazal, more water, less water. You do the kadosh, whatever. So kadosh to use the revius. Use revius. I'm really from. I use more than revius. See, tell me because you're afraid maybe you're not going to do it properly. The more things that the more says you'll be doing it perfectly, 100% right. You train yourself to be able to wash it properly with a small amount. But if you use more water, right? So it seems there's some element of tahara which is being conferred upon the person. Water represents for us the process. It's a process of tahara. I mean, you see it halacha maisa that if a person has a halachic mikvah, he can do tefillas to daim instead of tefillas to daim. It can be tevil his hands in the water. We hear it so with that. It's a bracha al tefillas to daim. So, was because of some inyan of tahara. Now, they get the Gemara, the Gemara's mashal. The reason why we wash is srach truma. Two reasons the Gemara says, either because it's wrong to eat your bread with your hands, which are zoom, like your hands are not clean, you're eating bread. So, not that I said a bread. Because it's srach truma, because truma, they had to wash their hands because their hands are mamash ratame for truma purposes. They had to wash their hands. So, Chazal are either way. It ends up between there's a nakuda of the respect that we have for the bread. Chazal are trying to respect for bread. You can't throw bread. You can't waste. You can't play with it. You know, the kids, like, you know, they take it, they mush it, they make it into, like, you know, like dough again, and, you know, they cut pictures out of it. You know, I mean, like, you know, it's almost a plaything. You know, Chazal are tremendous respect. The Russian created something beautiful called bread. Which is the staff of life. And you have to have a derech eretz for it. Almost in the same breath, Rosh says that you have derech eretz for the concept of tefillah. Right? Tefillah is a moment of that you meet your Creator. So the moment of the process of the Rosh giving you sustenance is a moment of meeting your Creator. And other places when a person is able to go to the bathroom, you know, somewhere in your career, you might have seen that article going around, published it a while back, about a guy who was not from, I mean, he'd been from, he went off, etc. And one of the things is, you know, he, as he slowly, you know, thinking about coming back, he undertook to say bracha b'shei yitzhar. He was a doctor. Right? And he writes that, you know, I think that his, that, he learned to appreciate the value of it because there was a young man who had difficulty because he had been in a car accident and had difficulty going to the bathroom. He learned to appreciate it. He started saying b'shei yitzhar again. And for people, remember, he was a kid, you know, when he went to the yeshiva, like, you know, she was a type of place, you know, but I mean, like, you know, like a Hebrew Academy type of place, sort of was, you know. Says kids would all snicker when they have to say a shayat tzar, because, like, the funny thing to make a broke, have to go to the bathroom. Like, they're funny. He says, now he appreciates it very much, and he goes through the whole thing. He's like, how difficult it is for this young man, etc. And then he says, oh, and so and so is my son. You know, you live through the difficulty of watching a person go through dialysis, and you understand why you make a bracha on a shayat tzar. The person can go to the bathroom. It's a mind-boggling thing. That human being is able to do that. So that's him. It's a moment of meeting your Creator. They said it's typically taking 4 minutes to say a Shehi Yitzhak. You know, the signs give you 20 seconds. You know? And that's kind of saying it slow. If you ever do it, you know, saying it slow, it comes out about 20, 25 seconds. So you would say it's the only tefillah which we have that you say in the word, in the phrase, Lifnei Kiseichu Lidecha. And you're standing in front of Kiseichu Lidecha, the only one is the Shehi Yitzhak. You know, like, that's where you put in Lifnei Kiseichu Lidecha. He says, the stop when he said the words, the Lichazabadecha, his body would tremble. So I remember once, felt was a shikala tip, you know, we'll see for a second. So I was in the bathroom, I was saying a Shehi Yitzhak. I wasn't saying it, you know, specifically very slowly, I'm just saying it, you know, my normal pace. The person ends, like, you know, I was waiting for you, like, why don't you say more quickly? And I said it as quickly as I could. So anyway, the time you take, you know, take 4 minutes, is you're not the stipler. Yes. Boom, you know. It's a moment. If we would take our daily interactions, daily realities, and see them as a moment where we're meeting our Creator, we'd make life. We'd enjoy life that much more. A person who has the moment of achila, person has to, as it were, you know, sort of respect what he's doing. I have this order once. I don't know. You know, I know the Bali Musar, you know, they all. Whatever leaves are the Bali Musar, you know, some of them, you know, had two sheets about this. You know, how do you approach eating? One of them was like, you know, eating is like this detestable, horrible thing. And you get it done as quickly as possible, and you move on, etc., etc. Right? So, like, the Ben Ishchai, one place, has a. Talks about a set of tikkunos a person should have about eating. One of them was the idea that a person should eat. You know, should eat. Shouldn't be involved in something else when he's eating. He should eat slowly, should digest properly, etc. So somebody hired somebody, they had a translator in English, they put it up in the dining room hotels. So somebody came along and quote unquote defaced it about it. I said, eat quickly, go back to learning. That was the defacement of the sign. So I'm not sure luckily, you know, that his sheet that was allowed for Zayla defacing the sign. Okay. I remember there was one bachur in the yeshiva. It was actually two brothers came. They had not learned in the mechilin until they came very young. And they were basmidim atzumim. And they would eat breakfast. I mean, there's no way you can eat breakfast that fast. They'd come in, eat a bowl of syrup, back in the mechilin. Both very big basmidim. One of them you probably heard, his name is Svi Meyer Zilberberg. So he and his younger brother. So their father is a Telzer. See the shit, he's a Telzer. Their Bobby was lived in Cleveland near Yeshiva for many, many years. Two Myers, his breakfast was half a minute, done, back in his head, sat in the room. He was 13 years old in the Pesach Stein's year, which is third year base medrash, when he came, but that's besides the point. You know. But the Ben Ishchai says, talks about the person, you know, with Derek Eretz for the Achila. You know, you're eating something which is mamish, you're sitting at Kodesh Baruch Hu's table, and you're eating his bread, and you're standing in the presence of the Melech. Achila is the moment you're standing in the presence of the Melech, and you wash your hands before you do that. Right? The same way you wash your hands before you eat, before you daven. So he puts the two together and sees the two as what really is one unit. Fascinating thing.